The truth is a cave in the Black Mountains. You ask me if I can forgive myself. I can forgive myself for many things. For where I left him, for what I did. But I will not forgive myself for the year that I hated my daughter, when I believed her to have run away, perhaps to the city. During that year I forbade her name to be mentioned, and if her name entered my prayers when I prayed, it was to ask that she would one day learn the meaning of what she had done, of the dishonor that she had brought to our family, of the red that ringed her mother's eyes. I hate myself for that. And nothing will ease the hatred, not even what happened that final night on the side of the mountain. I had searched for nearly 10 years, although the trail was cold. I would say that I found him by accident, but I do not believe in accidents. If you walk the path, eventually you must arrive at the cave. But that was later. First there was the valley on the mainland, the whitewashed house in the gentle meadow with the burn splashing through it, a house that sat like a square of white sky against the green of the grass and the heather just beginning to purple. And there was a boy outside the house, picking wool from off a thorn bush. He did not see me approaching, and he did not look up until I said, "I used to do that, gather the wool from the thorn bushes and twigs. My mother would wash it, and she would make me things with it, a ball and a doll." He turned. He looked shocked, as if I had appeared out of nowhere, and I had not. I had walked many a mile, and had many more miles to go. I said, "I walk quietly. Is this the house of Callum McInnes?" The boy nodded, drew himself up to his full height, which was perhaps 2 fingers bigger than mine, and he said, "I am Callum McInnes. Is there another of that name? For the Callum McInnes that I seek is a grown man." The boy said nothing, just unknotted a thick clump of sheep's wool from the clutching fingers of the thorn bush. I said, "Your father, perhaps, would he be Callum McInnes as well?" The boy was peering at me. "What are you?" he asked.